This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We recently, there was a person that was running for Senate, and they were approached by someone who was a heavy hitter, a big donor for AIPAC. They offered him $20 million to drop out of his Senate race and instead run against Rashida Tlaib, who's obviously the only Palestinian member of Congress. Now, he went public with it and he rejected it. And kudos to him. And this is not an endorsement of him. I have no idea what his policies are or anything like that. But that's a demonstration of where virtue can get you. How many people were in his situation approached with big money and took the money and did what the special interests or the pressure groups were wanting them to do, who didn't have the moral component or the moral chops or the integrity to say no? So we need to develop integrity and bring integrity and dignity and morality back into our own personal lives, our interactions with other people, and back into politics. So that, and this is why we say at the end of the day that at the end of the day, activism has to be based in Islam, and it has to be based in your faith, because 9 times out of 10, who's going to be the person to refuse the bribe? Who's going to be the person to turn that down, that type of money? We're not saying that people of faith have, you know, the market cornered on this thing. You'll find people who don't believe, who have various beliefs, right, who are able to do it. But a person of faith who has true faith is going to have a lot easier time rejecting that sort of temptation and taking a stand on principle than someone who doesn't believe in an afterlife and doesn't believe in much of anything.